scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.
So, you know, I actually will admit that I hate shopping for clothes online because it never seems to always fit the way it's supposed to fit. I hate it. I have to try the clothes on, and I never understand why it varies so much. But according to a new survey, it just depends on where you're shopping. A survey of women by the Today Show said 71% of respondents said that their size varies between fashion brands, and 29% said their size is always the same. So, I mean, it's pretty skewed there with it being just a weird size. I never understood it. Like, I'll get a large in one shirt, and then I'll get a large in another shirt, different brands, and they're completely different. Same thing with pants. Same thing with shoes. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, sometimes it's the way it fits on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And some brands, I think, just want to flatter people.
Right.
Yeah. And others don't care.
Exactly. So. I mean, I know Jocelyn, she'll buy dresses and she'll have it on and then she'll be like, wait, this just looks weird. It doesn't fit in this part and it doesn't fit
right
here. And it's just like, if only we could just have custom made clothes.
Well, we can.
Yeah.
But you pay a lot of money.
But what's funny is that when this stuff doesn't fit, we still hold on to it. According to this survey, 65% of women, and I'm sure a lot of guys as well, would agree to this, that they had hang on to clothes that are too small for them because they hope that they're going to fit someday.
Oh, yeah. Skinny jeans.
Yeah. Skinny jeans.
Your skinny jeans.
There's some yeah. shirts and some pants that I'm just like, I can totally fit into those someday. Those are great pairs. That's a great pair of pants. I can't let them go.
Yeah. You usually don't circle back around to those.
The struggle is real, my friend.
The struggle is real. Well, Johnny, do you have a BFF?
I'd say I'd probably have some people that are close to being BFFs, yeah.
Oh, so you're holding them at arm's length?
Yeah.
They haven't quite made the cut yet?
They're best friends right now, but forever, I don't know. We'll see.
Well, you can't say forever. Well, a new study broke it down by the number of hours it takes to make a BFF.
Okay.
University of Kansas study found that for someone to move from an acquaintance to a casual friend, you have to spend about 50 hours together.
Okay.
To move from casual friend to friend, which I guess is different. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
You'll have to spend 90 hours together. But then to move into BFF territory, you'll have to spend more than 200 hours together.
Like, is that for a long period of time or like
I just think it's 200 hours. So maybe you could do it all at once.
So then you would be my BFF.
Right.
and people in this building and everybody, a lot of my friends would be my BFFs.
Well, I don't think it's a guarantee. You could spend 200 hours with somebody like your boss.
Yeah.
And never become their BFF.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you'll never become BFFs with your boss. It's never going to happen. The boss will keep you at bay. You will not be the BFF. But, oh, man, I guess I have a bunch of BFFs, though. I'm happy about that, I guess. That's trending topics for this morning.